Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, January 29th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Our sports evening begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network with the Montreal Canadiens at New York Rangers. That's a National League hockey game. This is a rematch of last year's surprise Eastern Conference Finals, which the Rangers won 4-2 to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. This year, both teams are playing well and solidly in the playoff picture. It's a doubleheader on NBC Sports Network. The second NHL game of the night is the Anaheim Ducks at San Jose Sharks at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I have to admit, I always get these two teams confused. They're both on the West Coast, they're both in California, they're both perennially great regular season teams, and except for one championship from the Ducks, but I had to look that up, they both often disappoint in the playoffs. They're in first and second place in the Pacific Division right now, so this should be a good game. There's also a doubleheader in the NBA on TNT. The first game of the evening is the Denver Nuggets at Memphis Grizzlies, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To be honest, this isn't likely to be a great game. Memphis is 33-12, Denver is 18-27. But because Denver is one of the fastest offensive teams in the league, they should at least prove to be an entertaining foil for Memphis. Likewise, the late TNT game, the Chicago Bulls at Los Angeles Lakers at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, probably won't be anything to write home about. The Lakers were a compelling train wreck with aging superstar Kobe Bryant. Now that he's out for the rest of the season with a shoulder injury, the Lakers are just a run-of-the-mill bad team. At 3:30 in the morning, so actually on Friday, but we're going to report it as part of Thursday's sports forecast, it's the men's semifinals of the Australian Open, that's tennis. It's Novak Djokovic against Stan Wawrinka. Djokovic should win. He's won 16 of the 19 matches they've played against each other. But one of those three losses was last year in the Australian Open. Wawrinka beat Djokovic in five sets, and the fifth set kept going until it was 9-7. If this year's edition is half as good as last year's, it's worth staying up for. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, January 29th, 2015. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.